Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from WalletHub.com is Jill Gonzalez. How are you today, Jill?
I'm great, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on. We're talking 4th of July. The big holiday is upon us, and we're going to talk about some of the best cities to celebrate the 4th of July. Now, first, how do you put this together? What are some of the things you look for to get the best of the cities to celebrate?
Well, first and foremost, we look at the actual 4th of July celebrations to choose from. How many are there? How big are they? Etc. Then we also look at affordability. That's for residents and for visitors. How much does it cost to eat out there? How much does it cost to stay over? And then we look at basic summer attractions and activities so you can really make a weekend out of this. And finally, safety and accessibility, and of course, weather.
And of course, yeah, weather, because we want to be able to see those fireworks, right?
Absolutely. You don't want those to be put a damper on.
That's right. All right. So you did all the work and you came up with the best cities to celebrate the 4th of July. And what is the best city to be celebrating?
The best city, especially this year, because it's not supposed to be as hot as usual, is Atlanta.
Oh, really? Atlanta. Now, see here, I'm always thinking like, the big cities, New York and Los Angeles. But Atlanta chosen because of the credentials that you talked about.
Exactly. A lot of 4th of July celebrations going around, and it's very affordable. So you mentioned New York, L.A., big cities, but they really miss out on that affordability factor.
Yeah. All right. Now, Atlanta's number one. Round out the top five for us.
Atlanta was number one, then San Francisco, number two. Not as affordable, but so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Buffalo, kind of the best of all worlds. Number four, Washington, D.C., no-brainer.
Yeah.
And number five, San Diego.
Oh, okay. San Diego is a great place to be no matter what time of year it is. So I'm not surprised that made the top five. But now you put together also the worst places to celebrate?
Yes, and we did look at the 150 most populated cities here. So all of those cities will be on this list. These cities toward the bottom just don't have as much going on. That also tends to drive up prices. So places down here in the bottom 10, a lot of Arizona cities, of course, when it's 122 degree weather, that makes it hard for anyone. So Phoenix, Glendale, Chandler, all down here in the bottom 10. And then places like Jersey City and Newark, you'll still be able to see the New York fireworks, but you won't actually be able to get the whole feeling there.
All right. Plan accordingly for the 4th of July. Now, you got some Independence Day facts and figures, and some of these numbers are pretty astounding. We spend a lot of money for the 4th of July holiday.
Yes, the 4th of July has really become such a big consumer holiday. We spend a lot of money on food, upwards of $7 billion, and then another $1 billion on beer alone.
Just beer alone. That kind of explains a lot right there. But a lot spent money-wise on food, but also on fireworks too, right?
Yes. So obviously this is kind of prime time for fireworks. There's 16,000 displays across the country each 4th of July. About 50% of Americans plan on watching fireworks or going to a community celebration.
Right.
And we spend upwards of $800 million of them. This year, we'll probably spend even more.
Wow. All right. Some facts and figures. Plus, of course, travel. As you mentioned, people traveling to the fireworks. We put a lot of money into that, too, right?
Absolutely. So that's why we put together that list of best places to travel to. But, keep in mind, so there are people traveling by plane, a little over 3 million. But most people, 85% of travelers, drive to their destinations.
Wow. All right. So if you're going to be traveling, make it a safe one on this 4th of July holiday. If they want to learn more about what you guys have to offer at Wallet Hub, how do they get more information? Not just about the 4th, but everything you guys have to offer.
Yeah, head to WalletHub.com. You can see our list of cities for the 4th, kind of why they rank there, and money-saving tips over the weekend. So you're not spending that $1 billion on beer.
I like that. Jill Gonzalez from WalletHub.com. Thanks for joining us, and a happy and safe 4th of July to you.
Happy 4th. Thanks.